John, Tyrone Championship up and running this weekend. Everybody looking forward to it. And fair to say that Trillick sent out a big message last night, 4-12 to 7 points winner over Dromore.
Oh, yes, Tom, they definitely did. They've raised a few eyebrows for Tyrone now with that result, 4-12 to 7 points. Tom, it's amazing. Amazing score against a Dromore team that, you know, even myself, I thought that I wasn't sure. That I was, you know, the Trillick were a team I wasn't 100% sure on, and I kind of half fancied Dromore, to be honest with you. But it seems like, I suppose when you look at the Trillick and depth, Tom, they've got the two Brennans, the two Donnellys, and you know, Niles Arms. There's a couple of great players there that are, and young lads coming through from the minors. So they've a good bunch of players. But it was an amazing score, Tom, to score against a team like Dromore who are still sitting pretty well up in the league, Tom. So it's not that they're not playing well, Dromore. So it was a big. Big shot for everybody else in Tyrone to have a look at this and see what's happening.
And the action switches this afternoon to Carrickmore and Killyclaher taking on Dromore. How do you see that one?
Yeah. Again, Tom, Killyclaher, they're a wee bit like Clyden last year. They started poorly in the league, and they're starting now. You know, they've got their lads back, Tom, from America. They lost the likes of Mark Bradley. He went to the States, and Sean Fox, the keeper, and now Nathan Donnelly and all that had left them this year and went out to play in America. And they had problems in the league, to be honest with you. When the league was played, they were sitting sort of bottom table. But they've got themselves back again, Tom. Now they're sitting pretty good. They're sitting well up in the league again. I think they may be sitting with fifth or so, or someone to get in the league. And they're, to me, Tom, they're a team that quite easily could win it as well. You know, that's the thing to throw in, Tom. There's a bunch of teams. Like when you look at the top of the league, for instance, like we have the top five teams is the likes of Errigal, Clyden are top of the league, Errigal, Tullic, Clonoe, and Dromore. Like them, the teams are sitting at the top of the league. Tom, well, Dromore obviously not now, but anybody can win this championship. But Killyclaher at the minute, I can see that Donoghmore's not a bad team, but I think there's just too much for them for this first round.
And there's a double bill this evening as well. Moy and Clonoe and Arbo and Cole Island. Moy and Arbo.
Great match on tomorrow. Moy, again, Tom, Clonoe, a team that won the championship 3 or 4 years ago, still trying to get, you know, the county players there again as well, and the strength and depth, Tom. But look, the Moy, again, a team that they've got themselves into Division 1 and they're sitting pretty, again, they're sitting sort of mid-table in the league. They're playing fairly well, Tom. It just depends, I suppose. The likes of Sean still playing well enough for him there, and Colin Cavanagh.
Sean Cavanagh, yeah.
Yeah, if Colin and Sean are still playing well for him, and you know, if these boys can get their A game going, Tom, you know, Dromore will put it up to them. But still, you know, I still fancy Clonoe. There's still a good bit of strength there yet from, you know, left over from the sandwich about 4 years ago. I still think they're strong enough, Tom, to come on through that match, you know.
And Arbo and Cole Island tomorrow evening. How are Cole Island going, I suppose?
Clyden's going well, Tom. Everything's going well for them. You know, they might only have a problem with Paddy Hampshire. Paddy has this injury, Tom, all year. You know, he had it through playing for his club and obviously for county, and he was missing a lot of matches, and he still isn't clear about the groin injury, Tom. Pretty sort of complicated groin injury he has, and he's the only real doubt. You know, he'll probably play, but he's not going to be himself. But Cole Island, Tom, again, you know, from last year, again, they had a lot of strength with you know, the two county lads that they would have. And they have lads, Tom, that have been playing county football, you know, on and off this past 4 or 5 years. So there's a great, strong team, and I'll be there with them saying, Tom, the numbers are brilliant there, and their attitude's great. But listen, I would always be careful with an Arbo team, Tom. Again, an Arbo team, Tom, that possesses, you know, all the McGuigan lads are still sort of floating around there, and there's the Kyle Coney, D.D. McGrew, there's another great bunch of players there, Tom. So, you know, if Arbo have the right attitude, and like the men from around the last year, Tom, and once they get their back up, they can be hard to beat. So, it'll be, Tom, this will be probably, in my opinion, the game around, you know, because this is going to be a tough call for Cole Island. They're obviously getting in there as champions, and, you know, the pressure's on them to win this match. So I'd imagine it'll be a tough game, but I still think Cole Island will have the number on them over this, but it'll be a game worth going to see, Tom, to be honest with you.
And finally, before we let you go, John, Intermediate Championship football, and I suppose the one game that stands out for us up here in the Northwest and your own neck of the woods is Ahearn are playing this evening in Pomeroy.
They are, yeah. Well, I suppose Ahearn, as I spoke about Kilic Lougher, Tom, Ahearn were similar in their start to the league. They lost quite a few games at the start, but thankfully now they've the boys back from county duty, Ronan and Benny, them boys are back, and I see Benny's actually played outfield last week, I think it was, or 2 weeks ago maybe, and he scored 2-4 or something. So he's a big help to him, because they still, Dumbo McHugh is still, he's done the cruciate, so he's probably still not part of it. But it's good to see them getting their few league games under the belt, Tom, going well, and our team that'll put it up to him. But to be honest with you, I fancy Ahearn to come in and win this one. They're the pedigree, Tom, of a good championship team. They've always had that. They've won a few championships down through the years, and they're a good team for the championship. So I fancy them to beat Ahearn, to be fair.
Yeah, and the other one from this part of the world is Gorton. They're taking on Moortown tomorrow.
Gorton, Moortown. Again, I'm sort of been parochial here. I fancy Gorton as well, but Moortown, for me, they'll be unknown to the team that when I was playing, Tom, they were always a senior club. I know that Gorton are, they've a couple of them lads have played for the minors this year in the 20s. There was a strength there, and from all accounts, they're going well. They're going well in the league as well, Tom. So I would nearly, again, I'll go for Gorton on that one. I fancy Gorton to maybe come out of that as well.